This is the Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alex Gold.
Back inside the program tonight on the Gold Standard, we just got done talking about some of the new head coaches in the National Football League. And unbelievable, none of them picking up a win in week number one of the NFL season. Of course, one of those would be Matt Patricia of the Detroit Lions. And to talk more about this Lions team and a 48-17 stunner last night on Monday Night Football, and they lost to the New York Jets. And we talk with Larry Lage, covers the Detroit Lions for the Associated Press. He joins us here on the BetDSI.com inside line. And I just got to ask, I mean, what the heck happened last night?
You know, I covered the Lions when they were 0-16, and I've covered this team at all their home games since 2000. And that, relative to the expectations of the team or the season or the game, was the most surprising performance in a bad way I've ever seen. And, you know, when you've covered an 0-16 team, and I covered the Tigers when they lost an AL record 119 games, I've seen bad professional sports. And that was really bad on every level. And, you know, the thing that's perhaps the most, awful indictment of the Patricia era is it looked like his players kind of quit on him. Of course, you know, no one's going to say that. That's hard to prove or disprove, but they certainly looked like they mailed it in late in that game.
And I don't know if you agree, but just watching that from afar and certainly not being as connected with the team as you are, I mean, they seemed unprepared. And even talking with some friends of mine after the game that are Detroit Lions fans, it sounded like this preseason wasn't a whole lot better. But, of course, you wonder, all right, it's preseason. Let's see how the regular season goes. But, I mean, we didn't expect probably 48-17, but were there some people wondering just how prepared and really the feeling with this team heading into the season as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the biggest surprises were on offense, where you've got Matthew Stafford and Golden Tate, Marvin Jones, potentially an improved backfield. Jim Bob Cooter back as the offensive coordinator. I mean, they were one of the better passing offenses in the NFL last year, the worst rushing offense. And it looked like the Jets were jumping routes. While I was watching the game, I said to my coworker, Noah Trister, man, it looks like they know what plays are coming. I mean, they're leaving receivers that they look like they're supposed to be guarding to go somewhere else because they know Stafford's throwing it there. And some Jets acknowledged as much in the locker room afterwards. And, you know, that is really a bad indictment of Jim Bob Cooter, of Matt Patricia, and also Matthew Stafford. You know, he was awful last night. He had one of his worst games. He's in his 10th season, making a ton of money. You know, the flip side is he does not have a good offensive line. He was getting absolutely crushed yesterday. The Lions still don't have a running game. They've had one of the worst running games last 4 years, and it looks like they're going to be awful there again.
Talking with Larry Lage, covers the Detroit Lions for the Associated Press. You can follow him on Twitter at Larry Lage. And you brought up the comments post-game from the Jets, and specifically the linebacker Darren Lee, and he said that they, you know, knew what was coming. They were calling out Lions plays as they were headed to the line of scrimmage. And has Matt Patricia or any of the Lions acknowledged that, and kind of what's their feeling about the Jets making those comments that they knew exactly what was coming?
Well, Matt Patricia had a teleconference today, and he kind of just brushed that off, saying, you know, everybody knows what everybody's going to do. They just executed it better. We knew what they were going to do, vice versa. They just executed better. So he kind of went to that well. And, you know, that's, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm buying that. because, you know, the Lions were not jumping Sam Darnold's passes. And, you know, after he made a mistake on the first play, a curious decision by the coaching staff, but they had him roll right and throw back across the field. And, you know, the worst thing you can do, especially if you're lobbing a pass, and it was a pick six. And, you know, 20 seconds in, Ford Field's electric, and now, hey, maybe this Lions team is going to be even better than we thought. And I think we, as a beat writer crew, kind of more or less have them in the 8-8 range. I think Vegas had them there, too, going into the season. You know, either 7-9, 9-7. It's where this team has been lately. But, you know, with what we saw in the preseason, what we saw in week one, it does not look good. And they're at San Francisco this Sunday, and then they come back and play the New England Patriots on Sunday Night Football. So they could be staring at 0-3, and you know there could be some players jumping ship.
And that was my next question is, you brought up what's ahead for them on that schedule. And again, nobody probably expected them to get blown out like they did. So it's the National Football League. Certainly anything can happen. But yeah, no reason to believe that they're going to be able to have a better outcome against maybe some of these next teams on the schedule in terms of getting a W instead of a loss. But at this point, when you see that it's not just one thing, it's not just Matthew Stafford, it's not just the defense, but it was all three facets of the game last night, because the special teams, and was that expected to be a weakness for this team heading in as well?
No, really it wasn't. And, you know, just to put salt in the wound, the punt returner who took one to the house is a former Lion, Andre Roberts. So, you know, Matt Prater, who's as money of a kicker as there is in the league, missed two field goals last night. And somebody sent me a tweet today with a GIF that looked like Matt Patricia said, "I give up," when Prater missed the field goal. You know, and he didn't mean that, and it's not 100% sure that he said that, but I'm a really good lip reader. So actually a fellow beat writer for the Detroit News, Justin Rogers, sent it to me on Twitter, and I said, it sure looks like he said that. I can't imagine, you know, a worse performance in a debut for a coach than Matt Patricia got. And it started off great. Eminem was one of the honorary captains, and Matt Patricia made a point to shake his hand, pick six on the first snap. You know, the place is going crazy. And then, you know, it kind of fell apart. But, you know, what's really crazy is they come out in the second half. Stafford puts together the kind of drive that we have seen from him, that we expected from him this season. It's 17-17. And the Jets rattle off 31 straight points, which set a record for a quarter, and emptied out Ford Field. And there were more Jets fans than Lions fans there late in the game. And you could see them and you could hear them doing the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. So, I mean, Matt Patricia must have just lived a nightmare last night.
Talking Detroit Lions football and that 48-17 loss on Monday Night Football to the New York Jets with Larry Lage. He covers the Lions for the Associated Press, and he joins us now on the BetDSI.com inside line. And if there was anything, and I mean anything, to take out on the positive note, what would that be? Would it be Diggs with the interception? Would it be Kenny Golladay, who still had 7 catches for 114? I mean, what do you take after trying to find anything to move forward with?
Yeah, I think Kenny Golladay was a bright spot. 7 catches, 114 yards, a longer 26, which tells you, you know, they were really steady. He was targeted 12 times, and he had the hit of the game. Tremaine Johnson intercepted one, and Kenny Golladay hit him so hard that some of us were suggesting they take a look at him on defense. He's a second-year receiver, good size out of Northern Illinois, of all places, and he is the only bright spot, I think, from that game last night. You saw, you know, like one good run, maybe two, from rookie Kerryon Johnson, who people here are really excited about. But, you know, Stephon Diggs, and, you know, you look at the NFC North. We were talking about the schedule. You look at the players that are going to be coming Detroit's way, like Stephon Diggs, Aaron Rodgers, Khalil Mack. You go on and on, Kirk Cousins. The NFC North is a buzzsaw, and it's hard to argue against the Lions being fourth in that division. And, you know, the Lions hired Matt Patricia, fired Jim Caldwell after 4 years. He was over 500, was kind of a 9-7 coach. And, you know, they hired Matt Patricia to take him to another level. I don't think this is the level they were anticipating.
You know, a lot of people brought up last night as the game was going on, and I don't think it's fair yet to go this far, even though it was as bad, as you said, as bad of a debut as you could have if you're Matt Patricia. But, you know, the Bill Belichick coaching tree, and once these guys become head coaches, and certainly Josh McDaniels is one of the examples people threw out there, and just, you know, we're not anywhere near that yet, but is that something, whether it's local talk radio or between the fans, that people were worried about going back even when he was hired at all, just the success of former Belichick guys becoming head coaches?
Yeah, I mean, that's something mentioned, and it's mentioned here in Detroit quite a bit, because the Lions are all in on the on the Patriots, because not only do they have Matt Patricia, but they have Bob Quinn in his third year. He was one of Belichick's top guys in the front office. He's entering his third year as GM, and you can already start to pick apart many of his draft picks and some of his other decisions that he's made. You know, they've invested a lot in free agency and in the draft and the offensive line, and it does not look better. So that tells you maybe they don't have the right players. Well, who got those players? Well, in many cases, it is Bob Quinn. In free agency, with T.J. Lang, Ricky Wagner, in the draft with Taylor Decker, and you go on and on. And, you know, this team does not have a good offensive line. And if you don't have a good offensive line, you don't have a good football team. And, you know, that's the bottom line with this team. And, you know, you don't want to overreact with week one. Mm-hmm. There's 15 games left, but there were a lot of bad signs there that carried over from the preseason, frankly. And, you know, preseason football is easy to blow off. It really doesn't matter. But, you know, when it's ones against ones, you expect your team to play up to or remotely in their, you know, capability. But the Lions looked awful in the preseason. Their starters looked awful on both sides. And it carried over into week one. And, you know, as we mentioned, at San Francisco and then New England's coming back, that's, you know, that's not easy. So, you know, Matt Patricia definitely has his work cut out for him as a rookie NFL head coach.
Yep. Next up, Lions will take on the San Francisco 49ers. You would think it can't be much worse than what we saw on Monday night against the New York Jets. Larry Lage covers the Lions for the Associated Press. Thanks so much for hopping on with us tonight, and hopefully you got a little more competitive game next go around.
All right, take care.
Our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code NATION25 and get a $25 free wager today. Get all the plays and the inside line at BetDSI.com.
And the Lions veterans, I mean, he mentioned it there. I mean, you have veterans on that team that, you know, maybe not happy already. And there were question marks in the preseason about just how prepared that football team was. And that's why, yes, it is week one, but still, you're at a point where when you lose that bad and you already had issues, we all know, like, if you're winning football games, people can deal with a certain style of coaching. Winning cures all. So they can go out, and if they win next week and shock everybody and beat the Niners or something, then maybe it tames down. But when you aren't getting the results and you're trying to flip the switch of what's been done in Detroit, which I know they don't have success, but still, people are used to one way as a veteran, and a new guy comes in and wants to change everything, and it relates to that kind of performance right out of the gate, yeah, that's going to bring a lot of questions and frustrate a lot of people. And so if this keeps up, you'll see more and more pieces than we already saw after one game, which was, hey, veterans aren't happy with Patricia's coaching style, and certainly that loss made it worse. If this continues for another week or two, there'll be way more stuff leaking out about, this is what this veteran has to say. Veterans feel this way about Matt Patricia. So certainly a story to follow after week one of the NFL season. Up next here on the program, I got a question, another issue with our work, fantasy football commissioner and host of That Fantasy Show here on SB Nation Radio.